All right, could the Pistons be involved? And I don't know if this means anything. First round of the draft is tonight. Pistons have the pick at 21. We're just talking about the possibility of them trading that pick. The official Detroit Pistons Twitter account tweeted out the following. Adding another piece to Detroit basketball tomorrow. A tweet went out at noon today. So, not adding another piece tonight? Just tomorrow?
I don't know about that.
I think it's a classic mess up.
Yeah.
I think it's a classic admin. Oops.
Hey, like maybe we'll introduce him to the media tomorrow or
yeah,
something like that.
Because then the graphic they put up there, Doug, right, is draft pick they've made recently.
Because I read this, and you're just trying to logically connect dots. I read this and think, oh, my God, they're trading the pick for Trey Murphy. Don't you? No? All right, so we're reacting to some recent reporting going on around the NBA. One, Mark Stein, the Stein line, saying that the Pistons are interested in free agent shooting guard Norman Powell, who last year in Miami at the age of 33 averaged 21 a game, shooting 38% from beyond the arc. His last 4 years, with the Clippers and then Miami, 17, 13.9, 21.8, 21.7. Here's his three-point shooting percentage those years. 39.7, 43.5, 41.8, 38.0. Seems like he would provide some shooting touch. And then there was the Mark Spears report, talking to a radio show out in San Francisco about the accessibility to Trey Murphy. And they were asking about whether or not the Golden State Warriors could trade for him. And Spears said, well, they're definitely shopping him. They are looking to trade him. And the Pistons have been associated with him. Now, that would be a cadre of first-round picks, probably three, maybe even four, along with, I would imagine, Ron Holland and or Isaiah Stewart. You always got to think about when you're trying to put together a realistic trade, what sounds really good to you and then make it sound a little bit worse to you, because the other side is not thinking about how to make it sound better to you. So it like the high-end price for Trey Murphy, four first-round picks. So it would be this one tonight, 26, 28, 30, and 32. Ron Holland and Beef Stew.
That's a lot.
It is a lot, but I'm doing the show in New Orleans, man. Trying to improve my organization. That's what I'm asking for.
I guarantee we going to look for somebody good. We're going to get some real nice for Troy Murphy, for Trey Murphy. Got to be better than a gator in a jambalaya.
That's exactly what they're saying right now in WNOR, New Orleans Radio. I don't know. F them picks, right?
From the bayou all the way to Freeport, we know what we want here in New Orleans. Get your poor boy ready. Here's we're going to get something good and tasty for Trey Murphy.
There's a feedback coming in. I'm not giving up four first-round picks, Holland and Stewart, and two first-round picks. I'm not giving up four first-round picks. Holland and Stewart and two first-round picks. That's it. From Belleville fan. I mean, that might not get it done. In New Orleans, I'm not sure if they saw Holland and Stewart and two first-round picks, I'm not sure they'd say yes. I'm not sure what they'd say.
What about some Creole seasoning in there? Make it all good and better. Better with butter.
Next text. Why would Trey Murphy require as many first-round picks as Giannis?
I don't know.
Where they are in their career and the contracts. Like, Giannis feels like a diminishing asset at this point.
Yeah, but he's still a superstar.
He is.
And he's a piece that you think you're adding in winning a championship, or at least they're contending for one. I don't think that the price, I think the four first round picks and the two players, I think that's way high of a price. I don't know. I don't even think that's too much for New Orleans to demand.
Well, let's say you're going after Trey Murphy and Norman Powell. Do you even need Isaiah Stewart and Ron Holland? Especially Holland.
I mean, the idea of adding Murphy and Powell to this team, that's enticing, mm-hmm. right?
That's over 40 points a game and two guys that can shoot it.
And here's something Detroit has going for them, which we haven't been able to say in a long time. This is a good team. This is a team I think the players might want to come to, all right? Even though it's Detroit and it's not the cosmopolitan city that some people want or whatever, you know, steal from Johnny Damon's wife. But this is a team that is clearly up and coming with the 14-44-60 wins, a team that was number one in the East. You know, that you want to be that piece that puts them over the top, and you can be that piece. When we look at and talking about playing life without Beef Stew or Ron Holland, all you have to do is look at the playoffs. Ron Holland hardly played. Mm-hmm. Isaiah Stewart didn't get many minutes in the playoffs. So if I'm replacing those two guys who didn't really give you that much in the playoffs with these two guys, I'm saying that team goes to the NBA Finals and has a chance.
Next text. This Powell signing would be a typical Detroit GM signing. Get someone on the downside of the career that most likely won't offer much help. Okay, let's think about the veterans that they've added. Did Tobias Harris offer much help?
Yes.
Did Duncan Robinson offer much help?
Yes.
When they got Malik Beasley when he was 28 years old, did he offer much help?
Yes, not in the playoffs.
Can we can argue that Javonte Green and Caris LeVert probably didn't offer as much as maybe expected?
Had moments, but no.
But what is Langdon had a long history? This isn't Kenta, Cobb, and JV. He's done a good job of adding veterans that help.
Look, lock down Trey Murphy first. You can't even talk about Powell until July 1st. But if they knock down a deal to get Trey Murphy, mm-hmm. and then they're still interested in getting someone like Norman Powell, which they don't have to trade for because of free agency. I mean, that's exciting basketball right there.
Yep.
No, those are bigger moves than I would imagine.
Yeah.
Definitely. And the Trey Murphy thing, I know it sounds like a lot because it is a lot, Gator. But I go back to the Desmond Bane trade. And you may say Orlando overpaid mm-hmm. for them, but the market value at the time apparently was 4 first-round picks and 2 players, Contavious Caldwell-Pope and Cole Anthony. If they asked me, if Trey Murphy or the Pelicans came to me and said, we want 4 first-round picks, Isaiah Stewart and Ron Holland, I would have to do it. For Trey Murphy, who's locked under contract for the next 3 years at a reasonable $30 million per, and he's like 26, 27 years old, still in the prime of his career. And then, if you're talking, I can still add pieces, whether it's a Powell or another shooter from someone else. Yeah, now you got a legit Eastern Conference contending team.
It's a lot to give up, but buckle down and get ready for a fun season if that's the case. If those are your two adds, I mean, you just added a lot of shooting prowess to a team that struggled to shoot.
Buckle down, huh?
Nice one, Dibs.
Yep, buckle down. Get ready for that crawfish bowl. We all gonna buckle down.
Dibs at it again.
Oh, Dibs.
Oh, wacky Dibs.
Oh, wacky Dibs. By the way, the Pistons have deleted their tweet about Eddie. Speaking of Dibs, is he running the account over there?
Yeah. I got Dibs.
Oh, that's great. Carson Anderson, 97.1.